Module 2. Learning to learn. Listening. Part C. How good are you? Exercise 1. Listen to 4 dialogues. Match the dialogues with the places. Dialogue 1.
Hi, I'm Tom. What's your name?
Oh, hello. I'm Susan. I like the party. And you?
Yeah, it's great.
Do you like the music here?
Well, it's okay. I don't mind listening to jazz, but I prefer rock. Do you want to dance, Susan?
No, not really. I'm not good at it.
Dialogue 2.
Mom? Mom? I'm back from school. Where are you?
I'm here in the kitchen. Just a moment. How was your day at school?
Well, it was okay. Just a normal day at school. We have a new student in our class.
Oh, that's nice. What's his name?
Eduardo. He's from Rio, but his English is really good. And you know what? He's interested in tennis. He has a big collection of photos of famous tennis players. You know, Martina Hingis, Andre Agassi.
That's great. You can play tennis together.
Yes, that's true. What's for dinner today?
Dialogue 3.
Sarah? Hi, it's me, Tom. Listen, I want to see that new film with Brad Pitt. Eduardo says it's fantastic. It's on at the Odeon. Do you want to go with me?
Yes, of course. I love Brad Pitt.
I know. He's my favourite actor too.
So when do you want to go?
Well, Friday, after school. What do you think?
That's great.
OK, see you on Friday then. Bye.
Thank you, Tom. See you soon. Bye.
Dialogue 4.
So, Tom, here we are again.
Well, yes. I'm happy to be back. And you?
Me too. Do you know that there are 2 new teachers?
Really? What are they like?
One is a maths teacher. Jane says he's outgoing and friendly.
That's good. And the other one?
She's a music teacher. She plays the guitar and the piano.
That's fantastic. I want to learn to play the guitar. I want to talk to her about it.
Well, that sounds...
Unit 4.
Cyberspace. Warm-up. Exercise 3. Listen to 4 experts. Which predictions are they discussing? Use the key words to help you. 1.
Well, that's a very interesting question. It is already possible to make artificial organs and parts of the body, but it won't be possible for a very long time to make artificial humans, known as androids, that can think or feel in the same way as we do.
2.
We know that the planet's climate is changing. The Earth's atmosphere is gradually getting warmer. There is a real danger that the sea level will go up and there will be flooding in different countries in the world. This is already happening in countries like Bangladesh and some parts of Europe, for example, Britain.
3.
Well, it may sound surprising. Imagine the situation of 2 twins, a brother and sister. The sister goes into space and travels at the speed of light for 10 years. When she comes back to Earth, she is 30 years older than her twin brother.
4.
Unfortunately, this is a very real danger for the planet. A new virus could develop that we have no power to stop. It is something we really should be worried about.
Lesson 14. Exercise 3. Listen to the radio program and check your answers.
Welcome to Future Now. Today we're going to discuss the Internet with Dr. Jennifer May from Manchester University. Dr. May, how did the Internet begin?
Well, it's strange, but the Internet was started by the military. In the 1960s, the Pentagon were worried about communications after a nuclear war. And in 1969, they thought of linking computers into a network so that if one part of the network was destroyed, other parts could continue working.
And then scientists started to use the network, right?
Yes. People in universities all over the world began to use the network to share ideas. They used it for work and for fun. In the 1980s, people started calling it the Internet.
Then it was in the mid-1990s that the Internet really began to grow fast.
Yes. Now the Internet is important for entertainment, email, playing games and getting information.
Exercise 5. Listen to a telephone conversation between two people in Brighton. Which thing from the Internet page do they decide to do?
Hello, 973273.
Hello, Mrs. Turner. This is Mandy.
Oh, hello, Mandy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Can I speak to Lucy, please?
Yes, just hang on a second. I'll get her.
Thanks.
Lucy! Hello?
Hi, Lucy. This is Mandy. What are you up to this weekend?
Me? Nothing. I'm not doing anything this weekend. Why?
Let's do something. I've printed out the Internet page.
What's on?
Just hang on a second. On Friday, there's a fashion show.
Sorry?
There's a fashion show this weekend.
Oh, good. Why don't we go on Saturday morning?
Well, I can't. I've got a music lesson on Saturday morning. Do you fancy doing something on Friday night?
Maybe.
Well, there's that new Richard Bailey film on at the Coliseum. Would you like to go?
Yeah, great. I'd love to. Rich is my hero, you know.
Yeah, and mine.
Well, I'd better go now. I've got homework to do.
OK, let's meet at 6:30 outside the cinema.
Right. See you tomorrow.
See you.
Exercise 6. Listen to some of the sentences from the dialogue. Pay attention to the stressed words. Practice saying these sentences. 1.
Hello, Mrs. Turner. This is Mandy.
2.
What are you up to this weekend?
3.
Oh, good. Why don't we go on Saturday morning?
4.
Well, I can't. I've got a music lesson on Saturday morning.
5.
Do you fancy doing something on Friday night?
6.
Well, I'd better go now.
7.
Let's meet at 6:30 outside the cinema.
Lesson
16.
Comparing cultures. Listen to the talk about New Zealand.
New Zealand is a country in the South Pacific, to the southeast of Australia. It has over 270,000 square kilometres, but has a small population, about 3.5 million people in all. The capital of the country is Wellington, but the largest city is Auckland. The main language is English, but Maori is also an official language. 83% of the people are of European descent, mainly of British origin. only 9% of the population are Maoris, the first settlers who came to New Zealand in the 13th and 14th centuries. The South Island is cooler and wetter, and the North Island is warmer and sunnier.
Communication Workshop. Listening. Listen and complete the song.
The number you have reached has been disconnected. The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Communication Workshop. Speaking. Exercise 2. Listen to the radio program and answer the following questions.
Hello and welcome to this science program. Last week we asked students to tell us their ideas for scientific experiments they would like to do in space. To our surprise, hundreds of our student listeners sent in brilliant ideas. Today we have invited two students, Wang Wei and Li Tao, to the studio to explain their space experiment to us.
Well, I was interested in carrying out a small experiment about ants. You know, ants like digging holes.
Ants in space? How interesting.
Yes, but I couldn't really think of a good reason for doing that.
Well, maybe you could learn about gravity.
That's what I thought. But then Li Tao had a better idea.
What was your idea, Li Tao?
Well, I like silkworms very much. One day, when I was feeding them and watching them eat, I suddenly wondered what would happen if they lived in space. How long they would live? Could they still make silk? What kind of silk would they make?
I thought that was a great idea too, so we decided to do that.
Oh, I see. Silkworms are important to China. I think it is very meaningful to find out more about them.
Yes, you're right. Maybe they'll produce better silk in space. Then we might have better material for clothes.
Wow, I can't wait to see. Thank you for coming today. If any listeners have any other ideas for space experiments, please don't hesitate to share them with us. Call us on 8039 7582. Thanks for listening.
Review. Exercise 6. Listen and repeat the words. 1.
Rain. Dramatic. Worry. Astronaut. Virus. Arrow. Reality. History.
2.
Warming. Learn. World. Work. Perform. Virtual. Worse. Search.
3.
Computer. Tour. Hacker. Frontier. Nuclear. Solar. Power.